It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Man, we got a Tuesday night football here in a little bit. With my Bills, I have definitely adopted the Bills. I'm back to the Bills. I'm not even apologizing for it. I am totally rooting for the Bills. Not against the Broncos, but in general. If I got to have a playoff
bandwagon guy.
Lived there for 5.5 years, 50 straight Bills games. I'm back on that bandwagon. Proud of it. Hi, Troy. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Troy Rank is our Denver 7 Broncos insider, courtesy of Rox Heating and Air. That's ROX Heating and Air. Troy, what is going on with the Broncos this week? What are you understanding that's happening?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to create a mini bye week with having Sunday off after they met. They had Vic address the team. They have today, Monday and Tuesday off. They'll resume practice on Wednesday. They still had to do the COVID-19 testing each day, though. So if you were going to leave, you know, which you're not supposed to, you couldn't leave far because you had to be back for testing. But it was trying to provide a mini bye week to compensate for the loss of the bye week later in the season. And then you get back after it on Wednesday. And hopefully you take it personally. Like, the NFL basically screwed your schedule, you and the Chargers, and to make way for the Patriots. And maybe you can use that as some type of motivation, a slight, that you didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, well, hold on, Troy. Not according to our coach. Our coach doesn't want any whiners or complainers. You know, he said that we're going to figure out who those guys are.
Yeah, well, that already happened. But it was a visceral reaction, and you guys defended him yesterday, as do I. It was just the gut punch of being told, remember when you worked last week? That was your vacation. That's all. It was just an immediate reaction. Should they do it on social media? Probably not, but that is the world we live in now, where athletes react in real time on social media. So as Vic was saying that, his own players were reacting in a negative way to the schedule change. But I'm saying they can use this as motivation that, hey, this isn't what we wanted. We didn't do anything wrong. Take it out on the Patriots then. That's the easiest solution.
Troy, what's your take on how the NFL handled the rescheduling process here?
You know, I don't like it because I don't like the fact that they just completely resist going to a week 18 to dump games. But their point is we're going to just use every makeup game with teams that had available buys until we can't. The issue is going to be, Tyler, if a team, let's say like the Broncos or Patriots in this, for this hypothetical, they get a positive test that scratches the game. Now they don't have a bye week left. So now you almost have to go to a week 18. That's where I would have gone anyway, but that's their feeling. First step is take away the buys. Next step would be if it's a team affected for 2 weeks, it's going to be almost impossible not to go to an 18th week. And then there might be a discussion of a bubble beginning in mid-December to try to protect the playoff scenario.
Troy Rank is our guest from Denver 7. Trying to think who's going to be back. Who do you think is going to be available now that wasn't going to be available this weekend that might make a difference for the Broncos?
Well, I mean, it starts with Drew Lock. Barring some kind of setback, he will start. He was close to playing last week, but when he starts on Sunday, that will be a month removed from his injury. That's the typical recovery time for a guy with a rotator cuff strain in his throwing arm based on not only baseball players I've talked to, but some football players. So that's a fair recovery time to give him a chance to compete. You saw with Garoppolo, you go out there too soon, you can't compete at the NFL level, and you end up benched. So get him right, and I think he will be. So that's number one. A.J. Boyer has a chance. It would be great to have him back with Bosby, and you're able to move Callahan to slot and have more variations in your coverage. But I don't know if he will make it. But he was doing a lot of work toward the end of last week that was encouraging that he's got a chance. Noah Fant, I do not expect back. I think he's going to have to miss this week.
Really?
Philip Lindsay, we know will be back, and there's no doubt now that Mike Purcell will play. So Purcell and Locke for sure. After that, it gets a little greasy. We need to kind of see where they are in practice. But I don't expect Fant to play. Now, he might, but I'd say that's a long shot right now because he had a mild high ankle sprain that's typically a couple of weeks.
Well, we're going to, the Zoakley Show, starring James Merrillat, actually had Fan on. We're going to try to...
And he was still complaining about the bye week, by the way.
Oh, Fan was?
He did it today.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was anything egregious, not even remotely, but he just still doubled down on the fact that, you know, it sucks to work all week long and you lose the bye week. I mean, I only bring it up because, Troy, you're in agreement with us that it's just a natural human reaction, and I just don't think anything of it, you know?
I don't either. I mean, if someone had told me I lost my vacation after working, my initial reaction would be, why? And then it'd be like, well, because so-and-so, one of our other employees screwed up, so you got to cover for them. Wait, what? That would be my reaction.
Right,
like, okay,
right.
I'll do it because I like my job, but I'm not going to particularly thrill for a few days.
That Nick Rothschild, you just never know what he's up to. You can't, I don't know.
Nick's my man. Nick's a good dude.
All right, what's your take, early sort of look here, and we'll dig into the rest of the week. Well, let me go on this first. Do you think Vic Fangio upset any of the players with his comments about whiners and complainers?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
Absolutely. I mean, will they say anything to him about it? No. I mean, what good, unless you were Von Miller or somebody of that stature, what would possibly be gained by saying that to him? But there's things Vic says that, I mean, he's crass at times. He's not the most personable. He's very matter of fact. He lacks nuance. So guys, I know for a fact guys were a little disappointed that he said it. I know that they understood why he said it, but the fact that he said it as it was kind of happening in real time, it's just, you got to give him a little bit of chance to like digest it. Now, if guys are still whining about it when they start practice tomorrow, that's when I thought Vic would say, hey, we can't whine about this. This is our reality. The teams that grow comfortable being uncomfortable win. Enough. I don't want to hear about it anymore. But you got to let guys vent a little bit. I mean, it was happening in real time.
You think the players like Vic?
I wouldn't say that. I think they respect him. I know they respect him and his knowledge of the game. Like's a strong word. You know, and some coaches you like, they loved Vance Joseph, and they didn't play well for him. You know, like is, you just have to respect the guy, and ultimately you have to win for him. They respect his knowledge. They see him as a professor. He is still learning how to be the head coach and the guy in front of the room. And sometimes as the guy in front of the room, it requires more nuance than you as a defensive coordinator laying into your players for missed assignments. That's just the reality of that position. It's what made Gary Kubiak so great, is the fact that, yeah, he's an offensive coordinator, but he would fall on the sword on himself, and he would hold you accountable to a standard, but he'd also motivate you and want you to fight for the guy next to you. And some of that has to happen from your head coach. And Vic, it's been a crash course, which is crazy, because he's been in the league for almost four decades. But it's different when you're the voice, and Tyler can tell you, when the voice, everyone's looking at you, that leadership is way different than leading your position group or your defense. That's totally different leadership style.
Sure. Hey, switching gears here just a little bit, but, you know, watching Justin Herbert, it's just so obvious that's the dude. Like, holy cow, he's playing good football. Watching Joe Burrow, that's just the dude. You know you've got the guy. Do you think the Broncos look at Drew Lock like we look at Justin Herbert, like we look at Joe Burrow? Or do they look at Drew Lock like they're still trying to figure it out?
I mean, they did entering the season. The issue now is availability. He's got to prove he can stay healthy the rest of the way. Because if you're going to be good, it may be great at some point. But to be good in the NFL, you have to be available. You can't miss 6-8 games a year, especially at that position. But they did have really high hopes for him. And that hasn't changed, but these next 12 games are huge for him, not only to play well, and, you know, he doesn't have to be a star, but play well, but also show he can avoid injuries, because two seasons, two injuries that have cost him multiple weeks. So until you can stay on the field, that's part of the equation. And Burrow and Herbert have done that. Both of those guys, I think, are going to learn to take fewer hits. You know, that Burrow's just getting mashed every week, and Herbert's got to learn to slide. He's just too big not to slide. He's just going to end up costing himself a week here. But to say they do view Drew with promise, but there now is this thing like, hey, is he injury prone? And the only one that can prove he's not is Drew, is stay on the field and do well. And I think, in talking to people that know Drew, he's learned from this that when you get out of the pocket, you have to know where you are in the field and that time clock in your head. You can't, there's times that you just got to live for another play. And I think he will learn that, and you will see more of that going forward.
We appreciate it, Troy. We'll catch up with you later this week. Have a great day.
Look forward to it, guys. Take care.